The high cost of unpaid insurance premiums. Edite Tikshera McKinnon, lead ombud of the non-life insurance division of the National Financial Ombud Scheme, NFO. In this tough economic climate, policyholders may be forced to sacrifice their short-term or non-life insurance premiums cover to save money. However, this solution can result in more financial difficulties if a loss takes place when the premium is not paid. Everyone's worried about their finances right now, but it's vital that you don't cancel your insurance or default on your insurance premiums. It's hugely risky to cancel your insurance, as it is in a time of crisis when you actually need insurance the most. And don't just stop paying the premium. Bad finance decisions can come back to haunt you later, says Edite Tikshera McKinnon, lead ombud of the non-life insurance division of the National Financial Ombud Scheme, NFO. The NFO operates as an independent body established to receive, investigate, and resolve complaints against financial service providers free of charge to consumers. To safeguard insurance policyholders by ensuring continuous cover, the insurer is obliged to grant the policyholder a grace period within which to pay an unpaid premium. Policyholder Protection Rule 15 provides that an insurer shall ensure that a policy contains a provision for a period of grace of not less than 15 days after the relevant due date to pay the premium for that month. Tikshera McKinnon said that notwithstanding the provisions of Rule 15, an insurer may still reject a claim on the grounds that the premium was not paid. She cited a recent complaint that arose after a motorist was aggrieved about the cancellation of his policy due to the premium for March 2024 being unpaid and the insurer's subsequent refusal to process his claim for accident damage to his vehicle, which took place on the 13th of April 2024. According to the insurer, the complainant's policy was cancelled due to two unsuccessful attempts to collect the premium in March 2024. The first attempt was unsuccessful, and the second attempt, made during the grace period, was also unsuccessful. The insurer then proceeded to cancel the policy. The relevance of the premium for March 2024 is that premiums are paid in advance and the complainant needed to have paid the premium during March 2024 to enjoy cover for April 2024. Tikshera McKinnon said the complainant submitted that he was unaware of the missed payments, and he was willing to pay the outstanding premium to have the policy reinstated, which, in his view, demonstrated that he was acting in good faith in rectifying the situation. While under no obligation to do so, some insurers go the extra mile and remind the policyholder of the unpaid premium via SMS, a telephone call, or emails. These are done, however, as a matter of courtesy. Ultimately, it is the policyholder who must ensure that the premium is paid timely to enjoy cover in the event of a loss. The insurer demonstrated that it had acted in accordance with the policyholder protection rules and the policy provisions and, therefore, the cancellation of the policy resulted in the complainant not enjoying cover for the accident damage to this vehicle. The NFO agreed with the insurer's stance, said Tikshera McKinnon. She added, while premiums for insurance policies may seem to be a futile expense when there is no claim, incidents that give rise to claims are often beyond human control and can occur at any time. To ensure that the policy continues to provide cover, both parties must fulfill their responsibilities in ensuring that premiums are paid according to the agreed terms of contract, she said. Instead of just not paying the premium due to financial constraints, it is advisable that the policyholder contacts their broker or insurer and attempts to renegotiate the cover. For example, if comprehensive motor vehicle insurance has become too expensive, then consider selecting limited cover that covers damage or loss caused to the policyholder's motor vehicle by fire or theft, or damage caused to another person's vehicle in the event of an accident. In this way, the policyholder is not left fully exposed should a loss arise, thereby adding to their financial burden. Also, it is important to remember that if a policy is cancelled by an insurer as a result of the non-payment of premium, the policy cancellation needs to be disclosed by the consumer when they next want to take out insurance. The failure to disclose such a cancellation may constitute a misrepresentation entitling the new insurer to cancel the policy when it discovers the non-disclosure, leaving the consumer, once again, without cover. Ends. Author at Edite Tikshera McKinnon, National Financial Ombud Plus Posts Bio at Edite Tikshera McKinnon, National Financial Ombud Hash Malongui Dash Disabled Dash Link Breach of Policy Condition Not Material to the Loss at Edite Tikshera McKinnon, National Financial Ombud Hash Malongui Dash Disabled Dash Link Always Read Policy Fine Print to Avoid Headaches When Making a Claim Share on Your Socials.